I'd like to tell you a story about two very obscure saints. It's a true story. You've probably never heard of them before. I hadn't until I heard this recently. Their names are Saint Fausta and Saint Evelasius. Saint Fausta was a 13-year-old girl who lived in ancient Greece in the Roman Empire in the year 303 AD. At this time, if we know our world history, we know it was illegal to be a Christian. So after her Christian faith was discovered, she was led before an 80-year-old pagan priest and judge named Evelasius, who tried to turn her away from her belief in Christ. But despite his arguments and his brutal physical tortures of her, Saint Fausta, this brave teenage girl, adamantly refused to renounce her Christian faith. And in fact, so impressive was her confident faith in the face of torture that Evelasius himself converted to Christianity on the spot after witnessing it. And when the news of Evelasius's conversion to Christianity reached the higher-ups in government, they executed him along with Saint Fausta. They died side by side. Both are now martyrs and saints of the church. As amazing as this story is, it's by no means the only one. There are, in fact, innumerable accounts of people who decided to embrace the Christian faith after witnessing the brave and joyful example of Christians in the face of ridicule, torture, and even execution. Many Catholic saints throughout the church's history have attributed their own conversion to the witness of the determined and joyful faith of a dedicated Christian that they observed in their lives. Indeed, a Christian who lives their faith joyfully and authentically is spiritually attractive. There are few things more spiritually contagious than the genuine and real joy and peace visible in the life of a dedicated follower of Christ. However, living the Catholic faith sincerely, authentically, wholeheartedly, and persistently is not easy. In fact, it's often quite difficult. I would say, especially now, in this day and age, because the culture that we live in enshrines values and philosophies of life that are sometimes the exact opposite of what Jesus teaches and what we profess to believe. It can be hard to be a faithful, dedicated Catholic who believes what the church teaches and lives that belief day in and day out in the midst of such a secularized culture like ours. It's hard because oftentimes it will cost us. We may be ridiculed or misunderstood, called names such as intolerant, judgmental. Our beliefs might be referred to as antiquated and out of touch. Sometimes even relationships with family members and friends will suffer because of our resolve to remain faithful to Christ and His church. And this is nothing new. In fact, it's exactly what the apostles experienced in the early church, as we've been hearing in the first readings at Mass during this Easter season from the Acts of the Apostles. Persecution, ridicule, imprisonment, public shaming, even being executed for belief in Christ was an ongoing experience in early church life. And the leaders of the church, the pastors of the church, they knew this. Which is why in today's first reading, St. Paul and St. Barnabas, while visiting the new Christians at Antioch, they want to encourage them and strengthen their spirits and exhort them to persevere in the faith, even in the midst of difficulties and opposition and ridicule and threats of violence. And they tell them that it is necessary for us to undergo many hardships to enter the kingdom of God. And so, as a pastor of the church, I'd like to do something similar here today. And that is to say that I know, my friends, that it's not always easy to be a faithful Catholic Christian in this day and age, and in the society in which we live. There are so many forces at work in our world that often attempt to silence Christians. There are so many pressures around us that make the consistent, regular, and devoted practice of our faith challenging. There's the busyness of schedules and the demands of our society, the lure of temptation, and the easy availability of and encouragement to engage in sinful pleasures by our culture. And then just the outright non-belief of so many in our society. All of those things mean that the man or woman who desires to live the Christian faith totally and wholeheartedly and without compromise will face significant opposition on several fronts. And that, for the Christian, over time, it can be tiring and overwhelming and even disheartening. Which is why I want to say to all of you today to take courage, friends. Or as we would say in our colloquial terms, hang in there, right? I know that it can be difficult. Our Lord's way of life is often as demanding as it is beautiful. But I wish to encourage you to know that God is with you and that He loves you. So stay the course. And be confident in the God who loves you more than you can ever know. Be determined to stay close to Him, to never give up, to place your trust in Him, and to stay firm in faith. And believe me that if we do that, two things will happen. First, others will take notice, because others will be attracted to Christ by our example. As our Lord said in the gospel, "This is how all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." Or as the old hymn goes, "They will know that we are Christians by our love," right? The powerful witness that is given when we truly try our best to love our enemies, to will the good of those who wish to do us evil, to forgive those who have hurt us, to love one another as Christ has loved us, that witness is contagious. And it's attractive because it's so countercultural and because it strikes a chord deep in the human heart. And second, for those who remain faithful to God, even and especially in the face of opposition and difficulty and hostility, for those who resist the temptations of the world and practice their faith in Christ persistently, who refuse to conform themselves to the values and standards of this fallen world, but who instead conform themselves to Christ, then a kingdom awaits that is beyond anything that the greatest earthly pleasure or reward could possibly give. And we get a preview of that kingdom in today's second reading from the book of Revelation. We hear that heaven will be that place where God will wipe away every tear from our eyes, where there will be no more violence, where never again will death rob us of the presence of a loved one, where there will be no more mourning or sickness or pain or tears of sadness, only tears of joy and the newness of life given by the risen Christ that will be so pleasant and so fulfilling and so joyful and so completely peaceful that every suffering in this life will pale in comparison. So, take courage, friends. Being a faithful Catholic Christian in this day and age is hard. But our world desperately needs the contagious witness and example of heroic faith. And the reward of eternal life far outweighs the hardships now endured. So be strong. Take courage. For God is with you. And as he said, behold, he makes all things new.